You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is going on? It is Friday. Thank God we made it. Yeah, that was a terrible Monday show. That was a terrible Monday show when Bergman played the snoring noise underneath everything. That really pissed me off.
I have a real question.
Yeah,
do you think, and maybe Ireland, you can answer it for me. Will I ever live that down?
Well, Morales will never drop.
Of course not. But do you think I can live that down?
Mason would drop it, but Morales never will.
Yeah, I tried to move by. In fact, when it happened, John, you weren't on the air on Monday when Bergman pulled this prank.
To the great city of Sacramento with LeBron apparently completely made to jump through hoops for no reason.
So,
go ahead.
So what happened was I started, and then I got pissed off. I said, we're going to break. It was a few minutes early, and I said, that's it. I'm done. And then about 20 minutes later, I would say, I texted Bergman. I said, all right, everything's fine. Let's move on. Your mic privileges are granted again. You're allowed to be part of the show, right? I have a short memory when it comes to stuff like this.
You did.
You're like a goldfish?
Yes, I was like a goldfish.
It was true. And also, I told him in a break, I was like, I'm not going to say a word until you tell me I can.
Yep. I love that attitude. Yeah. Love that attitude. So, Ireland, did you go to see Love Actually last night?
It's fantastic.
Isn't it great? This is I've seen it 2 years in a row. It is so good. Describe it.
So, forgive me. I'm running around today, so I was eating. But one thing that surprised me, man.
Right during the show, you're eating.
Well, I'm done pretty much.
Okay, good.
Right off the bat.
Yep.
I would say anybody who loves the movie would love Love Actually Live,
yeah.
But you never loved the movie.
No.
Now you like it because of Love Actually Live, right? So maybe it's for everybody. What do you think?
I think it's totally for everybody. I mean, you want something to put you in the Christmas spirit. What they've done is they've mixed the movie together with the songs. It's got a great soundtrack with the songs performed live. And I just think it comes together perfect.
Yeah, I'm going back next year. I was pleasantly surprised across the board. It's fantastic.
We're going to go tomorrow. You know what's weird? Neil Everett was on the show yesterday.
Gone 2 years in a row,
He's gone a couple years in a row. So then later on in the day, they were in line at the vet, and Juan was there in line at the vet, and they bumped into each other the same day we had Neil on the show. It was the weirdest friggin' thing.
This is what I would say about Love Actually Live, and it's playing at the Wallace Theater in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And it is, our friend Stacy, it was her idea to go. Her and her husband Chris went, and then Lisa and I went with them. And I don't know what the tickets cost because Stacy bought them.
Yeah. It's not super expensive.
But whatever it costs, it's worth it. It's particularly, if you're a fan of Love Actually like me, you have to go. And by the way, I've never been more certain of anything that Greg Bergman is a complete moron for thinking that Keira Knightley cheated on her husband at the end of that movie.
Boss Amanda came into the studio today and said she thinks it's cheating also.
Well, look at that.
Both Lisa and Stacy thought you were moronic for saying, number one, that it was cheating. It was a pity kiss.
It was
a pity kiss. Yeah. And number two, that had Keira Knightley, Greg, apparently you want her to tell her husband everything.
Well,
had
shouldn't you?
No, God, no.
Yeah.
If your girlfriend walks in the living room and says, Greg, do I look fat in this dress? What do you say?
Oh, that's so different, John.
What
Come
do you
on.
Say?
I say, no, you look great, honey.
Or if you think she does, you can beat around it. You can say,
No.
You say no.
No, you don't.
No,
it's not my favorite dress
you
that you wear, but
no, why,
you don't look
are
fat
Are you kidding
at all.
Me? You really say that's
no,
not my favorite dress
What
you
she's
wear?
Looking for is someone to tell her the truth.
No, so, what she's looking for is someone to tell her what she wants to hear.
It depends where you are in the relationship. Lisa wants me to tell her the truth, but I would never say she looks fat in anything. I would just say, well, no, but you look... matter of fact, I killed Lisa last night She goes, what do you think of these shoes? And I went, nah, my favorite shoes. And she goes, okay. And she puts on a different pair of shoes. And I said, great. Those shoes are great. Well, she didn't know that we were going to have to walk. We had dinner at one place, and we walked like a half a mile, and she couldn't walk.
Right.
Now she's ready to kill
me.
So
you told her, no, those shoes are ugly.
I told her not my favorite shoes. I did not use the word you just used.
Yeah, see, I always say, no matter what, if Juan says, hey, I'm trying the sweater on. Does this, do I look okay? I look fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you look great in that sweater. That's,
that's
the most unbelievable sweater you've ever put on.
Yeah, so
you should never take that sweater off.
You guys don't have an honest relationship.
Of
you just tell him what he wants to hear.
Well, see, we each tell each other.
That's honest relationship. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
this is an honest relationship.
I'm being honest.
You would tell if somebody was standing outside your door.
No,
professing their love.
Because it blows up the friendship, Greg. That's why you don't do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I by the way, if the...
Where's Amanda?
If it actually did happen to you, if Lisa...
Don't want to know.
Okay, but let's just follow this through. Okay, so ding dong, Lisa goes to answer the door. You've got the football game on.
Yeah.
And you say, what is it? And she says, it's Carol Singers.
Give him a quid and tell him to bug off.
And then this guy, mm-hmm. who, let's say it's Lisa's tennis
coach.
No,
it's one of my best friends.
Okay, one of your best friends.
Now.
Has a series of signs. I love you. I know this will never work. You're beautiful. I miss being with you. I know I'll never be with you. Whatever those signs say. And then she runs out and lays one on him. You're telling me you're okay with that if Lisa does it.
Not only am I okay with it. I don't want her to tell me because then I could never be friends with, what was that guy's name? Mark?
Mark, okay.
Andrew Lincoln's character in that movie was named Mark.
Yes.
So I could never be friends with Mark again if Lisa tells me that story. She would, in essence, be blowing up the friendship. So I don't want to know. And by the way, Bergman, Keira Knightley ran back to her husband.
She did run back.
An actual jog. She ran, like, didn't give that Andrew Lincoln
she felt
a second
bad.
Thought. She did not. She didn't even look back. She like kissed him, said, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
See ya, pity boy. I'm out of here.
She answered the door with the biggest smile on her face, like, oh, my God, Andrew Lincoln, I'm so happy you're here.
She liked it.
Yeah, she loved it. She loved the attention. She loved the fact that the entire wedding video was her.
Bergman, do you think Andrew Lincoln is getting any action from Keira Knightley after the sign bit?
Never know.
She could go back, sit with Ojafor. I can't say his last name.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, that one. He could be singing with him. You know what? I actually kind of like that pity kiss. Yeah. It was a better pity kiss than
you
I
know
thought.
He immediately becomes the backup plan.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
He's the backup.
If anything bad ever happens,
she's going to run away.
Mason,
with
who's
God.
Your
sign
who's
man?
Who's your backup plan?
Who's my backup plan?
Yeah.
I guess it's Keanu Reeves. Guess that would be it.
Mine is either Kate Beckinsale or Kim Kardashian. Who should I move to the front?
Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, you have a better shot with Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, but Kim Kardashian just marries anybody.
Well, you're anybody.
You're right. I need somebody that marries anybody. Kate Beckinsale's only been married once.
Think I got a shot with Margot Robbie?
She's married now.
Yeah.
You would need to be her backup plan.
Right. I'll be a backup plan.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
That's the old if you had one get out of jail free card question. Zach is here on the board. Zach, do you have a get out? First of all, what is your, I don't think I'm even allowed to ask. What is your backup plan?
No. You can't ask Zach his relationship status?
I don't know.
Of
What's
course
your
you can. Zach doesn't
single.
Have to answer it.
Zach is single.
Well, okay. I will also say Kate Beckinsale is also my backup plan, but
really?
She's into 20s, so.
Well, Zach, that means you have a better shot than me. How old are you?
I'm 29, so I'm still in the grace period.
Yeah. you're
well,
still
I'm
in that
58.
Period.
I'm 58. You're
in that Pete Davidson range.
Yeah, you compared to me, you get no contest. You win.
Ireland, you could be my backup plan for when Kate Beckinsale breaks my heart. So then you can land.
Well, I think there's a lot of guys in that line.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So obviously it is up. Go ahead and give me the soundboard here. I'm it Friday. That's right. So, John, tonight. Lakers, Clippers, you put those two teams together, one game over 500. One game over 500. It's
right.
Not the showdown that we normally like to see.
Right, but it's okay. So here's a weird thing. Explain this to me.
Mm-hmm.
The average ticket price. I have a friend of mine who has really good Laker tickets.
So you're talking about like the average ticket price.
Third row. My friend's tickets cost like $400 a pop.
Okay? And I apologize. Is this a Lakers or a Clippers home game?
Lakers home game.
Okay.
And sometimes he goes, and sometimes he puts them up on the ticket exchange for
yes,
sale.
Yes, sure.
He put these up on the ticket exchange. They sold for $1,100 each.
Oh, well, they're in the third row.
Right. Now, what about this, though? The average price, I just saw Arash tweet this. The average price tonight is $361. The rest of the season, the Lakers' average price at home is $232. It's 55% higher.
The get-in price is $107 tonight.
You know what the get-in price is to a Clipper home game?
It can't be much.
Like $10.
$10, yeah.
But why so much interest in the Clippers, or do you think it has to do with LeBron? People think LeBron's going to put on a revenge game.
I think there's probably additional demand because it is Clippers, right? Don't some Clippers fans, aren't there rich Clipper fans? Doesn't Billy Crystal say, you know what? I think I'll spend a little extra to see the Clippers. Don't you think some of that is Clipper-driven?
I don't.
What will the percentage of Clipper fans be in that arena tonight?
98% to 2.
So you can never underestimate how much we hate the Clippers.
The 2%? Is there? No, but the average game is 99% to 1. The only reason I'm giving the Clippers an extra 1% is because they're based in L.A.
But don't you think you can never underestimate the amount of hate Laker fans have for the Clippers?
I think you are totally mischaracterizing the fan position of most Laker fans.
No,
I think most Laker fans look at the Clippers as a fly.
No.
As a gnat.
We look at them as
like, buzz off.
They are annoying, but I also hate them. I hate the whole streetlights, not spotlights. That whole stupid ass campaign they did. So it was borderline disrespectful. That's why I hate them.
Well, I don't hate any team, but I
hate lots of teams.
But the thing is, your hate should be saved for the Celtics.
Well, no, I hate the Celtics.
You have a lot of hate to go around, don't you?
I do.
Why are you so angry? Why are you so on edge?
Oh, I'm edgy.
You know what you need to do?
I'm edgy.
Yeah, you know what you need to do?
What?
Go see Love Actually Live. Yeah, it'll put you in a grateful mood.
It will put me. Yeah, that's what we're gonna do tomorrow, and then we're gonna put up our little Christmas tree. We always get a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree, like the saddest Christmas tree at the Christmas tree lot.
Yeah.
So that when you put the star on top, it sort of leans over a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? The Charlie Brown Christmas.
That's
what we would go for. And we go for a live tree. A live tree.
Do you get a live tree, John?
Oh, no way. God. I have a perfectly symmetrical, like 12-foot tall tree that I've had every year for the last 20 years.
It's the right way to go.
That's boring.
And by the
way,
that's
boring.
No,
your tree
cleanup.
Got no personality.
No, my tree looks fantastic.
But it's got
your
no personality.
Your tree looks like a little limp Charlie Brown.
Yeah, it's
Christmas
a little Charlie
tree.
Brown. It's got character.
It's got character.
It's an underdog of a tree.
No, you know what it's got? It's got disease, that tree you get.
John, I think that tonight the Lakers are going to blow the doors off the Clippers.
Well, you are the one that pointed out to me the other day they haven't blown too many teams out. They had a blowout the other night against Sacramento. But...
yeah. Well, it's because Frank laid into them at halftime. Frank laid into those guys at halftime of the Sacramento game. Malik Monk said that halftime, the speech, sparked their second half comeback. He said, "We were too lazy, wasn't getting back. We were just acting like we didn't care." Maybe the second half of that Sacramento game was the start of something.
Hope so.
It's the first time they won back-to-back games since November 8th.
Yeah, I'm not as worried about them as you are. I think that this whole thing, I mean, maybe I thought they would start 10-10 and then take off. They haven't really taken off after the 10-10 start. What are they, 1-1 since then?
Yeah.
But I do think that the Lakers are going to figure this out. And the only teams that scare me in the West are the two teams playing tonight in San Francisco.
Yeah, those two teams are great.
The Suns and the Warriors. And I keep saying this, but last year the Lakers had the Suns beat until Anthony Davis got hurt. And the Suns have this exact same roster.
If I had mythical money, I would lay it tonight. I'm not sure what the line is, but I would absolutely lay it. What do you think the line is for tonight's game?
All right, look it up.
Money.
Look it up. I'm going to say Clips have lost 6 out of 8. They have some injuries. The Lakers are getting LeBron back. I'm going to go Lakers by 9.
Lakers minus 3.
Huh. Okay.
So expecting it to be much closer.
Okay.
Than you are. We'll but I, boy, I'd lay those 3 all day, all day. Twice on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they're going to win.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're going to win tonight. All right, coming up next. John, this is, I find this interesting. This is about Laker fans and complaining. Do you know this story?
I think so.
Okay. We'll explain it next. It's a fascinating story, and I want to let everybody know today, lie of the day. It's my lie today. Got a 4-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle Ski and Snowboard Show, plus a vote for Jorge t-shirt, although Jorge is not here today. You want to know how valuable Jorge is? Takes 2 board ops to fill in for him. Zach and Laura filling in for Jorge
today.
Well,
we're like every other company. We're understaffed after the pandemic.
No, we got Zach. We got Laura.
No, but, but they're both. Zach did the last show, I'm assuming, right, Zach?
I did.
And he's being asked to stay late. And Laura does the next show, and she's being asked to come in early.
Can you just run with me? I'm campaigning for Jorge here. It takes 2 people to fill in for Jorge.
Jorge's going to win.
I hope so. I hope so.
There is a tidal wave of support for Jorge.
Excellent. All right, Mason in Ireland, thanks for being out there today. It's Friday. We're just going to screw around. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I know. Okay, I got a guess.
Okay, good.
Caviar on toast squares.
Brioche.
On brioche?
Brioche.
You're close. No. Okay, so have you guys heard of this place? There's a new chain that opened in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And I've now gone there 3 days in a row.
Got it.
It's called Sweet Green. Have you heard of it?
Isn't it a salad joint?
It is. All they do is make big salads, and you can put anything you want in them. So I just load mine up with chicken and apples and croutons and
apples.
It's fantastic.
You can't put fruit in.
You can put anything you want.
Course. No, I mean, I just would never want fruit in my salad.
Well, you order ho-hos and ding-dongs and Reese's peanut butter cups. Of course, you wouldn't put apples
right, but
in a salad.
I would never mix fruit with my main course. I don't like any fruit with my main course. I don't like mandarin oranges in my Chinese chicken salad.
Are you missing it?
Oh, no. Terrible.
They
terrible.
Belong in there.
Oh, no, yeah. Mandarin. You know where mandarin oranges are great in is lobster salads.
Yeah,
that's
no,
a 1%
no.
salad.
That is a 1% salad. That is.
It was late in the game.
Oh, there, John.
That's when Mason burped
that
on the air.
That is when Ireland burped.
It was late in the game.
Come on, Ireland.
So you,
finally,
Ireland.
Today is the day you cop to it.
What are you talking about? The evidence. Be played again, Zach.
It was late in the game.
How can I continue to talk while I'm burping? That was totally you.
It's so easy to burp while you're talking.
You paused. There is a pause for the burp.
I disagree. The evidence speaks for itself.
Let's see. Can anybody duplicate that?
Late in the game.
It was late in the game.
Yeah, see, you totally, you didn't, there was no continuity in your sentence.
Late in the game.
No, I was saying it was late in the game and Mason burped right in the middle of my point, my statement. That was ridiculous.
It was late in the game.
Late in the game.
That's a total intermittent pause. You can if you play mine again.
It was late in the game.
Yeah, I can't do that. Oh, I couldn't do that 100 times if I tried.
Here's mine again. It was late in the game.
I think you're making my point, you dope.
See, here's the thing, though. It's like, that happened. I was here. We were all 3 of us were in
Correct.
Studio.
We were all right. in studio.
And you did that, and both Mason and I looked at each other like, what is he doing?
We witnessed it.
Right. No. We were both watching you
no.
do this.
Witnessing.
The audience knows that you're just trying to pin
me
down.
By the way, 877-710-ESPN. The audience knows the truth. And by the way, a lot of reaction on Twitter John, love you, man, but you couldn't be more wrong about Laker fans here. Laker fans and the citizens of L.A. all loathe the Clippers, their players, and their owner.
Not true. Due most Laker fans reasons, I know could care less about the Clippers.
But mostly that marketing campaign and Ballmer talking smack.
Yeah, most Laker fans don't even know who Ballmer is.
Oh, of course they do.
I mean, I
fired up to be here today.
Okay. He's living in a van down by the river.
Okay, so which one is Ballmer?
Fired up to be here today.
Do it again.
Fired up to be here today.
That's fired up to be here today is Ballmer.
Yeah.
And the motorboat Farley. Is Farley.
The motorboat, exactly. It's a motorboat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, John, you're underestimating the amount of loathing that Laker fans have for the Clippers.
Yeah, I think the Laker fans loathe the Celtics, but they don't care about the Clippers.
You're alone. It's a little bit like the Anthony Davis conversation. You're alone.
Yeah, you, by the way, could not be more wrong about
couldn't
Anthony
be more
Davis.
Right about Anthony Davis.
Hey, Greg, let me know.
At
when...
one point, we filled up 10 phone lines, and they all agreed with me. That was like, this is pointless. Okay. Everybody agrees with me.
So what is your big complaint with Anthony Davis, that he's a secondary superstar?
Yeah, he's a complimentary superstar. Okay. That he needs to be with a top five player in order to, post-LeBron, Anthony Davis will need to be with a top five player in order for us to win a championship.
Yeah, that's just a ridiculous statement because you don't know what Anthony Davis looks like until LeBron's
gone. I've seen Anthony Davis play without LeBron. I've seen
him for five games?
I've seen him for half the season this year.
Yeah, it's like 10 games.
I've seen him for half the season. I pretty much know what that looks like.
So based on 10 games, you're out on Anthony Davis as a lead star.
Based on watching Anthony Davis for the last three seasons, right?
Okay. Including the one where they won the title.
Including the one where they won the title, I don't believe Anthony Davis could win if you put him with Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton.
Okay, why don't you think he could win?
I think he needs to be a top five player with a top five player because I don't think he's got a killer instinct.
Right. So what would you like to see him do more of? Like
I just want more dog. I want more dog.
So what would indicate that there is more dog if he did more things that Giannis did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's
like, what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite thing that Giannis does?
He beasts at the boards. He beasts at the rim.
Wait a minute. So
as Brian Cox would say on Succession, he's going full beast.
Right. But so how would you quantify that, though? I mean, like, how many points in the paint he gets? How many baskets in the restrict? Like, what specifically would you like to see AD get better at? And then you would, like, who do you think has more points in the paint? Well, I mean, Giannis is, in points in the paint per game, Giannis is number one in the NBA.
Right.
He averages 15 points a game in the paint. AD second. 14.6. Matter of fact, AD has more points in the paint.
But let me just ask you, gut reaction. In a world where there is no LeBron,
right?
Can Anthony Davis carry a team to an NBA championship?
Yes.
See,
why wouldn't he? Why couldn't he?
He needs a top five player with him.
Well, I would argue that most teams have
Not Giannis. Yeah, I would say Chris Middleton is 10 to 15 and Drew Holiday is 15 to 20.
Right, and
would you disagree with that?
But I would counter that Giannis doesn't even get to the finals if Kyrie Irving and James Harden weren't hurt.
Well, there's always luck involved with going to the final.
Giannis for leading his team to the finals.
He did.
Right, but so did
how
AD.
How can you dispute the fact that Giannis led his team to the finals?
How can you dispute the fact that AD did it the year before?
Was it AD or was it LeBron?
And by the way, AD last year would have led us past Phoenix if he didn't get hurt. Now, that's one complaint that you could have is durability.
Well, durability is definitely part of it.
But
I'm talking about temperament. I'm talking what Broussard was talking about in that thing we played yesterday. I'm talking about temperament.
I just disagree with Broussard. Broussard, by the way, picks the Clippers to win the title every year. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. But and I like Chris, but he's just not a Laker fan. And you are. And you're down on AD for no reason. AD is a spectacular player. You've decided to zero in on maybe the one guy, one in the NBA who plays his position that's better than him. I take AD over all the other bigs. I take AD over Jokic.
You take AD over Jokic.
Jokic is having a better year, but AD has a better
Jokic
skill
does
set.
Everything.
Well, wait a minute, except he doesn't defend like AD.
Well, he's he does not defend like AD. You're right. AD is a spectacular defender. All I am saying is that I cannot imagine AD being able to do what Giannis did last year, which is lead a team to an NBA championship without a top five player at his side.
Oh, I think he can do it. I mean, we're going to find out because LeBron's not going to be here forever.
Sure.
But you're the fact that you're discrediting AD for you're focusing on all the things he doesn't do rather than the things he does do. Just tell me if this stuff surprises.
By the way, 877-710-ESPN. All the lines are going nuts because this is a conversation Laker fans love to have.
All right, so tell me if any of this surprises you. Okay. Does it surprise you that this year, this season, Anthony Davis is first in points in the paint?
No.
Okay. Does it surprise
you? You're talking about among the Lakers or among everybody
in
the league?
NBA. Okay. He has 322. Giannis has 314.
Right.
Okay. He's first in points as a pick and roll man. All right. He's second in baskets in the restricted area, only behind Giannis. He's second in points off of post-ups, behind Jonas Valanciunas. By the way, so he's first or second in all these categories. Yeah. Defensively, second in blocks the NBA, behind Miles
Turner.
Let
me read a tweet from DW. And by the way, we'll take some calls on this coming up. He is not angry. He is passive. He needs some anger.
Wait a minute. Does he? If he's first,
No, you gotta play. You gotta play with some pissed offness. You gotta play with some dog.
Wait a minute. So if you'd rather have a guy,
I don't want settled jumpers.
You'd rather have Patrick. Mace, settled jumpers. He's first, number one in the NBA in points in the paint.
Do you disagree that he settles for a jumper too much of the time?
I think the one thing you could...
I think if Michael Thompson was here, and he'll be later on, he would say, get your ass in the post.
But what these stats all indicate is he spends a great amount of time in the post. Now, what Michael wants him to do is get his butt in the post and stay there.
Correct.
He doesn't want him to ever come out.
I don't
want to
see AD shoot threes.
You can make that argument. Yeah, AD's only shooting 17% from three. But he's... He's a spectacular player.
Oh, he's a spectacular? I'm not disputing.
No, what,
it's a matter of temperament.
Right, but what you're arguing is he can't lead a team to a championship unless you give him another top five guy.
Correct.
That's insane.
No, that's. Let's see what people think. Every line, anytime you bring up AD and this subject, every line goes nuts.
Right. He's just way better of a player than you're giving him credit for.
So we'll get some calls in coming up next. Wheel of Questions will spin a little bit later on. Don't forget Lie of the Day. It is my lie today. And you want to be ready to call at 3:30 with my lie for a chance to win a Vote for Jorge t-shirt and a 4-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle Snowboard Show at the LA Convention Center. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is this night six?
Night six tonight, yeah.
Night six. Yeah, night
how
six.
Many how many nights are there?
There's eight nights.
Eight crazy nights.
Eight glorious nights.
Yes. All right, so Sedano, John, the one thing that came out of this week is I genuinely agree with Scott Kaplan that a robe is really underrated. And because of Scott Kaplan's robe conversation on Sedano and Kaplan this week,
right.
I actually dug my robe out of the closet and have been wearing it the last couple of nights.
The only other person I know that wears a robe regularly is my son, Jack Ireland.
Oh, nice.
I sent you guys a picture yesterday of my son waltzing around in a robe.
Young Jack. He's not waltzing. He's lounging. That's
yes,
what you
exactly.
do when you're a robe.
He thinks he's
you,
Hugh Hefner.
You lounge.
I don't know where the hell that came from.
All right. Sedano is here. Sedano, what's going on, man?
You, by the way, Mace, were the trivia question yesterday for Laker Ticket Thursday, which is what 710 personality dug out the robe out of their closet because of Scott Kaplan? So
there
congratulations.
You thank you very much. Thank you. And are you going to wear your Sedano and Kaplan robes?
No, absolutely not. Only Kaplan's going to wear the robe because, you know, whatever. He wants to wear the robe. I mean, he's probably getting them for free, let's be honest with you.
He's probably working an angle. That guy works a lot of angles. A lot of angles. So wanted to weigh on this Anthony Davis conversation, right?
Mace, you're 100% right. And
thank
here's
you.
Why. Look, Anthony Davis, I like to call him the cheat code. Because when he's engaged and when he's playing the right way, which is at the rim, mostly, but occasionally even spacing the floor, even though he's shooting really poorly this year from three at 18%. The problem with Anthony Davis is his shot selection, and it's always been. He settles for mid-range jumpers. This season alone, he is shooting 34% of his attempts, of his total attempts, between 10 feet and the three-point line. Mm. That is the mid-range. That is the worst shot in the NBA. Meanwhile, Giannis only shoots it at just about 18%. That's the big difference. That's why you think Giannis is more aggressive, because he's definitely always going downhill, whereas AD, for as talented as he is, settles too much in the mid-range.
See, Ireland,
right.
a bunch
Wait
of
a
numbers to argue with you. Thanks, Sedano.
George, if that was true, if AD was settling for too many mid-range shots, how does he lead the NBA in points in the paint?
Well, that's just how talented he is, John. That has not one has nothing to do with the other. You're using that logic doesn't necessarily mean it's what it equates to what his shot selection is. It just goes to show you how uber talented he is.
Right, but what you're saying is that too many times he goes outside the paint and shoots it. Right,
too many times he settles for jumpers.
34% of his shots this season have come between 10 feet and up to the three-point line.
Right. So, like Michael says on the broadcast, get your butt in the paint and stay there. But, George, the facts don't back you up. He's first in...
What do you mean the facts
facts. Wait a minute. George, he's first in field goal attempts in the paint. He's taken more shots in the paint than Giannis has.
John, I understand that. It doesn't mean that he does. Giannis takes more threes than he does, by the way, which Giannis is making at a much bigger clip this particular season. So that's the difference. But the reality is he still shoots 34% of his shots in the mid-range, which is the worst place to shoot the damn ball in the league.
If he was only doing that, if he was only doing those shots, I would say you have a point. But he still puts up 25 and 10 every night. And Mason... Go ahead.
But Giannis shoots 18% of his shots from there, John. That's the difference. Giannis is more efficient because he's getting to the rim more, and he's also shooting a much higher percentage of his shot selection from the three-point line and making them at a much better clip.
Well, I don't think either one of them are going to make their money at the three-point line. But I will say this. Mason thinks that because Giannis won the title last year, that AD couldn't do that.
That he can't carry a team to a title. He needs another top five player.
And that's absurd. We haven't seen him.
George, what do you think?
Well, here's the other thing, by the way, and the biggest difference, John, is that Giannis also gets four more free throw attempts a game than AD. That's not insignificant either in this conversation, too. So that's why the math works out the way it works out. Again, Giannis doesn't settle in the mid-range. He attacks. And that leads to free throw attempts, which is, you know, at a much higher clip, almost twice as high as Anthony Davis this season, who only has six attempts a game, to Giannis's 10.3. So there's that. Now, to answer your last question here before I run, I never say never. I'm not an absolutist. But right now, if you were asking me if if today, you know, on December 3rd, 2021, if AD can carry the team the same way Giannis can, no, I don't think that way. Now, that doesn't mean he can't do it in the future, but today we've seen Giannis do it. We haven't seen AD do it. And it's not just the 10 games without LeBron. We saw a whole diet of it when he was with the Pelicans, okay? Like, he was the best player, and they were a first-round or a second-round team.
All right. Hey, listen, George, put on your robe for the show today.
No, I like to do the show in a T-shirt and chonas, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah.
just my style.
Yeah, that's your style. That's your style. And Kaplan will wear a robe. By the way, Kaplan is shameless. He's actually tweeting out pictures of him wearing a robe. Now, John, you think I'm look at me, look at me. I've got a robe. I'm not going to tweet out a picture of me wearing a robe.
Yeah.
Kaplan is the ultimate look at me, look at me, look at me guy.
No one is a more look at me guy than you. You love you.
I, let me tell you something. John, I think, you know, I would have agreed with you up until literally this week. Scott Kaplan is ready to take that mantle from Mace.
Yeah,
all right,
he absolutely
George,
is.
I want you to, and I've never looked at it, but I want you to look at Kaplan's Instagram over the past year and then look at Mason's.
Oh,
and then
no
tell me if you say
no competition. It's 100% Kaplan.
Really?
Yeah, it's Kaplan.
Yeah, it's
John,
Kaplan.
He takes meaningless selfies wherever he is in the world and posts them.
Oh my God, it's everywhere. Like, I mean, forget about it. It's not just the posting, it's the stories. He's way more of a story guy on Instagram. And Mace is by a large margin.
Yeah, I mean, my last, 12 posts have been promotions for the podcast. That's really the only, I don't put out personal pictures anymore. I'm not big on that. Unless I go somewhere and I'm doing something interesting, like ziplining in Costa Rica. Hey, listen, Sedano, thank you very much, man. Appreciate your backup support there and a bunch of numbers that I don't have in my head.
Yeah, and make sure you wear your robe next time you do one of those mud bath things that you like to do.
I intend to. Thanks, George. All right. Yeah, John, you don't – in fact, I've been really bad at Instagram and bad at social media.
Well, I shouldn't pin that on you because I don't really go on Instagram. I just know that in the past you've been very active about wherever you are putting that stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, everybody I know – Bergman, am I active on Instagram? Not really.
Not as much as you used
to
be.
No, not as much as I used to.
It is a lot of podcast stuff.
It's just, I send out clips of my podcast. That's pretty, and by the way, and I don't even do it. I have a person who puts out clips of my podcast. So I'm hardly ever on Instagram.
I mean, when you're on vacation, though, your Instagram does get pretty
interesting. When I'm on vacation, sure, because I'm doing something interesting. Kaplan's putting up pictures of the most mundane crap in the world.
Yeah, Kaplan is. He's very much look at me. John, I'm going to have to agree with Sedano and Mace.
Well,
Cap is way more look at me.
I'm probably talking out of school here because I don't follow Kaplan, nor have I ever looked at his social media feeds.
Oh, my God. I'm on his Instagram.
I follow Mason, and I've looked at his.
Pictures.
And of all the people
everybody.
I follow, nobody is more look at me than Mason.
Yeah, I've become much more reserved, John. Much more reserved. All right, we'll get some of your phone calls coming up next. Plus, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Sometime later on in the show, Michael Thompson will bust onto the show. You never know when that's going to be. It's Lakers-Clippers tonight. We got that game coming up for you. Don't forget, lie of the day. At some point, I'm going to tell a lie today. Your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the ski and snowboard show at the LA Convention Center, plus a coveted Vote for Jorge t-shirt. Mason, Ireland, it's not just any Friday. No, it's Friday. That's right, 710 ESPN. Oh, must have been some magic. Hopefully some magic tonight at Staples Center. Mason and Ireland show, what
are
is going on?
Are these the Beach Boys?
Are these the Beach Boys? That's a question.
Sounds
yes.
like them.
Zach says yes.
Oh, Michael's here.
Uh-oh. I didn't even know he was. He literally busted in here. I had no idea you were even here, Michael.
I snuck in. I was on my hands and knees crawling in, so you didn't see me below the desk.
Okay.
And I just popped
Michael,
up.
I am glad you're here.
Yes, me too, Michael.
Because Mason has decided, for whatever reason, to be anti-Anthony Davis.
What?
He claims doesn't think.
Ireland's just going to put words in
no,
my
I'm
mouth.
No, I'm not.
Go ahead,
put some more words into my mouth.
I'm anti-Anthony Davis.
Then, Michael, would you say this is anti-Anthony Davis? He says AD cannot lead a team to a championship unless you get him another top five player.
Another top five. No, I would say another 15 player.
And he says that tell me if this is accurate. The reason you're not high on AD is because he's not Giannis. Is that accurate?
He's better than Giannis.
He's not better than Giannis.
He's got more skills.
He's not better than Giannis. Michael, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Here I thought you would bring some sense to the conversation. Get back on your knees and crawl back out of the studio.
But he does have better basketball skills than Giannis all around. He's as good
Giannis
a defender.
Physically
he shoots way better.
To an NBA. Wait a minute. He
score.
Does not. Anthony Davis is shooting like 6% from the field.
And all Giannis does is dunk. And lay up.
Right, he goes to the rack.
Yeah, he's right. He's great at that.
How often do you say, get your ass down in the post? Don't you say that all the time about Anthony?
Yeah,
so am I not making the point? That's where Giannis lives.
Wait a minute. Mace, that's where Giannis lives. AD leads the NBA this year in points in the paint.
You just heard Sedano say 34% of his shots are mid-range shots.
Right, but it doesn't matter because he's
still... He should go to the rack more.
No, but AD can make those mid-range shots. He's great
he's
at mid-range.
Well.
No, he's not shooting well because he's not shooting well from three. That's
and he's not shooting well from mid-range either.
Every time
Ireland, what's he shooting from mid-range?
I don't know, but Sedano's point was that he shoots 34% from mid-range.
From
mid-range. Sedano would like him to go to be more like Giannis and take everything to
you
the
mean
rim.
34% of the time he
34%
shoots.
34% of all of
right,
his shots
right,
are mid-range
shots.
No, but
that's
shots.
Fine. He can make them. Giannis,
like, 18% of his shots
that's
because
he can't shoot.
Shots. That's because he goes to the rack.
Exactly.
He lives
right.
down
He's
there.
He's a nightmare. He cannot shoot, but you can't stop him from getting to the rim. It's like, okay, I'll back off of him. Then he starts running at you downhill.
And don't you want Anthony Davis to do the same damn thing?
Well, yeah.
All right.
But he has more faith. He has more faith in his outside shot. That's why he stays outside too
There's
much.
No reason for him to have faith in his outside shot. He's not shooting well.
Not this year so far from three, but he's doing
from
mid-range.
No, mid-range he's not shooting well. Ireland, you threw the number out yesterday. What's he shooting for mid-range?
26%,
something like that.
No. His mid-range jumper this year hasn't been consistently what it is. If you're going to argue, Mace, that Giannis is having a better year than AD, I won't argue with that. But you seem to think there's a clear distinction between those
Absolutely.
Two guys.
Absolutely.
And what Michael and I are trying to explain to you is they're basically interchangeable. They're both
well, I cornered Michael. Michael had to back down.
No.
Oh, yeah, I did.
No, AD has way more skills
I got you cornered.
Than Giannis.
I got you cornered.
Oh, no.
Wait, respond.
I absolutely do.
Hey, Mason, respond to that. AD has more skills than Giannis.
Yes.
AD... I am not convinced can carry a team post LeBron, okay? Because LeBron's contract's up after next year. Who knows if he comes back or whatever it is. But post LeBron, I'm not convinced that Anthony Davis has got the temperament, the mentality, the toughness to lead a team to an NBA championship unless he's got another top five player with him.
Top five.
No.
Can't be a top 10?
Giannis didn't have a top five player.
Could AD have won a title with Chris Middleton?
And Drew Holiday?
Oh,
yeah.
Look at Mike.
No, I think he could.
AD have won a title with Chris Middleton?
With Middleton and Drew Holiday, who's an all-star. Brooke Lopez played well.
That's like a top 15 player and a top 20 player.
Right. I mean, sure.
When you put Middleton top 15.
If AD was on the Bucks last year, yeah, they could have won it with him. Sure.
Let me go to Tom in Santa Barbara. Tom, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
Hey, couple things. Number one, I'm going to go with Anthony Davis, but if you put him with a Ja Morant or a Steph Curry, we don't have the right point guard for Anthony Davis to excel right now because it's kind of a mixed mash of just go at the basket depending on who it is. So I want to give him benefit of the doubt. Secondly, I want to vote for Momo as the best guest host because she took the time to make a public service announcement for Thanksgiving, which was really nice. Michael shows up with an opinion now and then. Momo's consistent. I got to go with Momo.
All right.
Thanks, Tom. Hey, by the way, Michael, people want to know, why did you refuse to do the wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving promo?
Happy Thanksgiving,
promo.
Everybody, from the Thompson family.
We're so corny.
We're so lucky to have
so corny
you
and they're so preachy.
I hope you all are doing well.
I mean, come on. You got to say that. We all hope you're doing well and everybody's
say
happy.
Say something funny.
No. Like, you know, save me some turkey or something?
Yeah, exactly. Do it the Michael Thompson. It doesn't have to be sappy.
And then the one that Kaplan did, my God, it's like Billy Graham was on the pulpit preaching.
What about this?
What's happening, players?
Right on that.
Yeah, that too. I could have done that.
Oh, yeah. Still, I'm always amazed.
Holiday greetings, from radio personnel, so corny.
What's up, players?
And so fake and so phony.
What's happening, players?
Michael, I agree with you.
So great. Ireland is, what's up, players? And you are, what's happening, players?
Why do I sound like that?
But, yeah, by the way, Mason, are you going to ask for more money for down on their luck broadcasters again
hey,
in this
no,
show?
No, no, no. Yeah. Wait a minute. That's Tim McCarthy, our former boss, is involved in the Broadcasters Foundation.
Yes.
And there are people that are having a really hard time out there who are... you're really going to criticize me for doing a public service announcement?
No,
for
because
broadcasters
no, but that's what Michael's talking
luck?
About is being preachy and
it's
you're
a public
being preachy.
Service announcement.
Yes, Michael would never do that.
No, you would never do a public Listen, service announcement.
I mean,
wait a minute. You have a whole like foundation thing. Yeah. Do you not ask for resources for your foundation?
Yes,
did you not charge John Ireland a whole bunch of money to go to a party and dance? Like a
no,
dork
he let me,
in
he
front
got
of
me
Aloe
into,
Black.
He got me into that for free.
Yeah, see?
You made no donation to that?
No, but I brought a bunch of Lisa's right. fat cat friends,
exactly.
and they all spent money.
All right, so That's Michael, right. Is that not a public service?
Yeah, but I'm not preaching it. And I say, listen, if you want to come, if you want to contribute, we'll let you know that the money's going to go to where it's supposed to go. But, I mean, listen, holiday greetings and wishing people well, that's fine. But you guys go overboard.
Go over.
I agree,
I
Michael.
Said
I agree
was,
with
have
you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh man, yours went on forever.
Find mine. Find mine. Mine did not go on forever.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Mine did not go on. Now Scott Kaplan, look at me, Scott Kaplan. Yeah. His went on forever.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, but Michael, would you please explain to Mason that Mason's saying AD can't lead the Lakers to a championship once LeBron is gone.
Of course.
He is so selling Anthony Davis short. I can't. I mean,
okay. Let's go to Kenny. Let's go to Kenny in Palmdale. Kenny, you're on 710. What's up?
Mason is 100% right.
Why?
John always looks through his Lakers paycheck glasses. Okay,
Kenny,
and usually. John, go ahead, but I got to get back in on this.
Yes, you will. I will let you talk. But, Kenny, who would you, other than Giannis, because I agree that Giannis is comparable to AD. He's right there with Anthony Davis. Other than Giannis, Kenny, who would you rather have than AD?
I'll tell you right now. I'll name 20 players right now.
What? Name one.
Jokic.
Guaranteed. Jokic for sure. I'll take Embiid right now. Damian Lillard. Give me him.
Oh, yeah.
Get Anthony out of here. I'm sorry, but the guy's soft.
How many
bro.
Rings
He's
they
soft.
Got? How many rings all them got combined?
What about Steph?
Well,
Michael Thompson, listen, usually you are the voice that comes in and takes Mason's side on this and actually has a little bit of the cojones to say, you know what, the Lakers aren't doing it right now, and you are not saying it right. Anthony can't lead him to anything. To Mason's point, he's saying Anthony at best is a number two.
Correct.
He will never be a number one at all. He won't. He is not a number one guy. And without LeBron, you guys kept saying he's 500. No, they went 4-7 without LeBron. I'm sorry, but with AD and this squad right now, even with the gelling and the meshing, that guy should be able to carry our team. He doesn't have the heart. Kobe would call him soft.
No, he wouldn't.
No, I don't think Kobe would. No, hey, Kenny, thanks for the phone call,
Kobe
man.
Kobe respected AD.
No, he would respect AD. But I'm not disrespecting AD. What I'm saying is, when I looked at Giannis last year, I thought, look what he's able to do with a really nice supporting cast, but not...
Nice? That's a great supporting cast.
Wait a minute. 15 to 20. Would you agree Middleton's between 15 and 20?
Yeah, right.
And Drew Holiday is between 15 to 20.
15 to 20, yeah.
Yeah.
Add them all up, that's a 10.
Two nice players, right?
Oh, yeah, very good.
Two nice players.
All-star caliber players.
If you put Anthony Davis in Giannis' shoes, would they have won the title?
Yes, last year with AD, yes.
Absolutely not.
He's capable of getting 50.
Absolutely not.
He killed the Warriors a few years ago by himself.
First of all, he
beat the Blazers by himself in the series. You forget.
Swept him.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? He averaged like 40 points a game against the Warriors. He was killing them.
I'll bring in somebody on your side coming up, John. I can see what people are trying to say, so I don't want to make it one-sided.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. No, you'd never want to do that. By the way, Michael, do you think, Michael, that the Laker fans care about the Clippers? Mason says all Laker fans hate the Clippers. I think the Clippers are just kind of
fired up to be here today.
I think the Clippers are just kind of there, don't you?
They're like the irritating neighbors.
No, nobody really cares.
We hate them.
They're the Gladys Kravitz of the NBA.
Right. Yeah, it's everybody's business and all the Lakers' business.
Yeah, no, I think the average Laker fan hates the Clippers.
No, they're like a
because of that stupid marketing campaign. We're streetlights. We're not spotlights. We're L.A. our way. Your way is the loser way.
And L.A. 12-0. That's the billboard the Lakers should. No, Lakers didn't even acknowledge it. But if they wanted to, just put up that 12-0.
I gotta get out. By the way, I'm gonna be late on breaks all day long because there's no clock in front of me. I have to look to the side. So screw the breaks. That's exactly the slogan.
Just listen. When I say break, we break. So
yeah.
Break.
Yeah. Right.
It Friday.
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.